This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is the final summer series concert around the Umpqua Valley, Myrtle Creek Music in the Park, wrapping things up for the year tonight. Ted Romas is on from Myrtle Creek. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you.
Yeah, so here we go. After a busy season, you've had a lot of great shows, I understand, and one more to go tonight. Tell us about it.
Well, we do, and I just want to preface my comments by saying that this is a special year for Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park, our 39th year, because we gathered not just for the music, but in remembrance. The entire Music in the Park season this year was dedicated to Lauren Young, whose impact on our community is not being forgotten. They've been our overall event sponsor for 10 years, and we really have appreciated their support. But tonight we've got our closer, a group that I first saw at the Flying Pig event at the Myrtle Creek Airport in May. They're very entertaining in a variety of different ways, not only the music, but the Moon Mountain String Band from Eugene. Seven-piece group blends traditional bluegrass music with a new grass twist they put on it. They have very rich harmonies and impressive musicianship, and they also are bringing during intermission a unique experience for anyone who wishes to participate called the Instrument Petting Zoo. Basically, they bring instruments and lay them out on tables in the park there. And everybody in the audience who wishes to has an opportunity to come up and touch, feel, play, become acquainted with the instruments themselves, from mandolins to violins to fiddles. Pretty interesting and unique and a lot of fun. They did that at the Flying Pig, and they were very well received. And we appreciate the opportunity for them to be available to come out and close out our 39th year of Music in the Park.
Well, and that's not an opportunity that you very often get. Most musicians, for very understandable reasons, are very careful with their equipment they are playing on, and generally don't let people get anywhere near it. And so this is a great experience, especially for kids, to see what it would be like just to kind of get a feel of it.
Well, it is, and you mentioned the word educational. Several of the people in the Moon Mountain String Band are educators themselves and professors, university professors, and they want to give children this experience to help bring, you know, give them a kind of warm, fuzzy feeling about what music is all about and how they might be able or interested in participating in music in the future.
So what time is the show tonight?
6 p.m. The music starts. Two sets. We close out at 8:30. We are also having a special presentation this evening to give a plaque to a young lady, 13-year-old young lady, who was among those who submitted a drawing for the mini mural project we have here in Myrtle Creek going on, and she won the competition, if you will, amongst several other entries. And her mural has already been painted on the traffic control box at the First in Maine. It's called The Unknown Underground. It's quite cute, quite interesting, very creative, and we're going to award her with a plaque this evening.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit more about that mural project.
So the Myrtle Creek Mural Committee is fully established now. They just recently were approved at a 501c3 nonprofit status. They are in the process of, they meet regularly. They have completed one full-scale mural on the north-facing wall of the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge with an elk theme, of course. And then the one for the traffic control box at First in Maine. And the next one that's in the queue potentially will be a truck parade theme on a building that faces Main Street, currently occupied by Chuck Van Atta, who's a professional glass blower.
Wow.
So we're getting funding, we're getting support, and Myrtle Creek is going to be popping with some murals here over the course of the next several years.
Well, it'll make a real interesting feel and look to the downtown area there. So that'll be happening tonight. Well, you wrap it up. I mean, Myrtle Creek is the longest-running summer concert series of any of them in the area. So what do you do next Thursday? I guess you sit at home. I don't know.
relax a bit? How's that? No, you know, let me just say, this is not a two-month process, of course. You know this yourself. We actually start recruiting for 2027 in early next year, in January and February, and hopefully we're fully booked by March.
Yeah,
a lot of things have to happen to put this all together.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't happen at the last minute. But for people who get to come on and attend, it sure feels like it does. So, well, you wrap it up this year. It sounds like it's gone really well throughout the summer.
It has, very well, and we will have food vendors available this evening, both on and off site. And just a reminder that dogs are permitted if kept under control and cleaned up after. And as I said, bring your blankets, bring your chairs, sit in the grass, enjoy the company of all those who attend, young and old alike. And we really appreciate the audience coming out and supporting Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park.
All right, Ted Rummus from Myrtle Creek Music in the Park, final show tonight for the year. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:37 at the Morning Report.
Text-